Luke's account of the baptism of Jesus is a bit different from the others. If you noticed, in Luke, Jesus is baptized along with everyone else. He enters into the water with the crowds. And John doesn't seem to take any special of notice of him among the masses. He's just one more person to baptize along with all the rest. But then, afterwards, the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends, and the voice comes from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Cherise Tucker in The Christian Century notes, "In Luke's gospel, Jesus has not yet healed a sick person, raised a dead one, fed or taught the masses, conquered and subdued the elements, or gathered and dispatched disciples. When he hears the affirmation pouring out of heaven that he is God's beloved, he possesses no credits to show for such a miraculous moment, nor does he have a noteworthy curriculum vitae to justify and recognize the announcement that God is pleased. He's a man being baptized and praying along with all the others." In the Orthodox tradition, the baptism of our Lord is the most important day in the Christian calendar, except for Easter. The Orthodox recognize that Jesus doesn't need to repent because he hasn't sinned. And yet, he doesn't set himself apart from the rest of humanity. He identifies with us, ordinary human beings. And he becomes the meeting point between heaven and earth. In the Orthodox tradition, by Jesus' baptism, he sanctifies all the waters of the earth. And they have a custom at this baptism, feast of the baptism of our Lord, of taking holy water from the font and pouring it into the local river as a way of symbolizing this sanctification of all of the waters of the earth. But a very important aspect of Orthodox theology as well is the way that Jesus opens the way for all of us as human beings to become faithful children of God, to recognize that we are God's beloved children, and to become a meeting point between heaven and earth. Craig Barnes in The Christian Century also. The Christian Century was very valuable to me this week. It's actually an older article, but it was called "The Night I Learned to Take Chances." It tells a story about a pivotal moment in his own life. He grew up in a pastor's family, and his pastor father required him and his brother to memorize and recite Bible verses on command at the drop of a hat. So his dad would just point at them and say a verse reference, and they had to recite. And those memorized verses were just part of the ritual of his childhood. They didn't mean anything in particular to him at the time. But as he grew older, they were still back there somewhere etched in his memory. He says, "When I was not quite 17, my parents' marriage broke apart. My mother left our home on Long Island and went to live with her sister in Dallas. My father left the church he had started and just disappeared. My big brother dropped out of college, got a construction job, and helped me finish high school. I got an after-school job at a gas station. Together, we got by. Since we had lived in the church's parsonage, it fell to us boys to move the family's stuff out of the house. I don't remember what happened to most of it. I just remember boxing up our family's life. And he says that he and his brother didn't talk about what had happened. They didn't talk about their feelings about it. They just focused on what are they going to do the next day. They just focused on getting by. And he says, the following Christmas, my brother and I decided we would go to Dallas to visit my mother. We didn't have the money for a plane or bus ticket, so we did what young people sometimes do when they're not thinking clearly. We decided to hitchhike from Long Island to Dallas. By the end of the first day, we were somewhere in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia on Interstate 81. It was snowing hard, the sun was long gone, and we stood on the entrance ramp with our thumbs sticking out. As the snow got heavier, there were fewer and fewer cars. After 2 hours, we finally saw a pair of headlights pull over in front of us. It was a Virginia State Trooper. We were expecting a lecture about how dangerous, not to mention illegal, it was to hitchhike. Instead, he told us that the highway had been closed for 2 hours and that after attending to an accident up the road, he would come back for us and take us to a diner that was still open. We stayed put on the side of the dark highway in the blizzard. After months of hustling our way through the immediate issues of making life work, my brother and I were finally forced to talk to each other. We took a stab at describing our situation, but it didn't go very well after I mentioned that we were basically disposable to the people who were supposed to love us. We tried to pass the time by quizzing each other on sports statistics. Neither of us had ever been very good at that. Then, my brother pointed to me and said, Romans 8:28. We spent much of that night asking each other to recite the verses of the Bible we had memorized, but never truly heard. At one point, I found myself saying the precious lines of Isaiah 43, our Old Testament text for today. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Barnes writes, by the time I finished those words, I was crying. That night, when about a passage about the sustaining love of God cast out fear that was too deep for me to even acknowledge, that night became the turning point of my life. At our baptisms, Jesus calls each one of us by name. God calls each one of us by name and reminds each one of us that we are precious in God's sight and God loves us. Like Jesus, we don't have to have done anything special. We don't have to have an impressive curriculum vitae. No great acts of piety or obedience are necessary to earn God's love. It's gift. We simply are beloved, just as we are, and absolutely nothing we do can change that. We are precious and honored in God's sight, and God loves us. At our baptisms, we are invited to become as Jesus was, the meeting points between heaven and earth. We know that we are beloved. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we are called, we are invited to let God's love flow through us to touch other human beings, as Jesus did in his ministry. We are called to help each person we meet know that they too are God's beloved children, not because of anything they have done or not done, but simply because God has made them and they are precious in God's sight, and God honors and loves them. And absolutely nothing they do can change that. Amen.